Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. As I'm up every morning at 6 a.m. praying, interceding, and prophesying the word of the Lord into the lives of thousands of people, the Holy Spirit dropped your name in my ear. Literally, he says, tell my servant that I'm about to do a brand new thing in their life. He says, tell my servant that I'm bringing them into a season of blessings. And I'm going to release those things that has tried to cloud their vision. And I will lead them, saith the Lord of hosts. For even right now, the Holy Spirit shall guide you like a ship in the dark. For I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying unto me that I will cause you to come into a time of great understanding and peace. And you will walk with me like you never walked with me before. And you shall have the eyes of an eagle. And yet God says, even in this season, you must begin to examine everything carefully to determine whether it is of me and whether it is not of me. And you will come into a time and you will begin to experience me at a deeper level. And you will delve in the realm of the Spirit. And you will find answers and even understanding. And I will elevate thee, yea, saith the Lord. I will elevate thee into a new realm and even into a new dimension. For the Lord says, come away, my beloved, that I may show thee some new and some awesome things. For the Lord says unto thee that I have caused thee to come into a time of understanding and greater knowledge. And understanding shall propel thee into the next realm, and you will see me like you've never known, neither seen before. For understanding will bring answers and new opportunities. And not only that, but you will come into a time of greater knowledge, and knowledge will allow you to make some right changes and bring you into a season where you will have a new vision, open visions, and you will come into a time of a deeper awareness of what I have placed inside of thee, for I have put much inside of thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord says, you will meditate upon my word like you have never meditated before, and yea, I will take you into a new dimension, and yea, even into a new realm. For my gift I have placed inside of thee, and you will come into a time where your gifts shall make room for thee. And yea, you will see that the Lord will say unto thee that God says, study my word, for there I will visit thee even in the time while you're in my word. For I will give thee new revelations. For the Spirit shall move upon thee, and you will begin to study. Study, 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 yea, saith the Lord, even in your quiet time. And you will come into a spiritual dimension of spiritual transformation in me. For I will cause thee to come into a time of great learning, and yet a time of seclusion. And yet out of this you will come into a time of greater peace. And I will take you inwardly, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And yea, I will remove even the chaos, even the chaos. So rest in me, and there you will find peace. Get away, my beloved. And yet you will come into a time of isolation, and I will bring you into a time of greater prayer. Prepare thyself. The Lord says, go on a 3-day fast, for I will visit thee, and I will show thee new things. And many, many, many revelations will come unto thee. And yea, you will see things, yea, saith the Lord. And as you go within, you will step into a season of wisdom. And you will come into a time where deep shall call unto deep. And I will feel thy thirst. I will feel thy thirst, and I will guide thee into greener pastures. For the Lord says unto thee, secret things are about to come out into the open. Secret things. Oh, the enemy desires to bring troubles, but the Lord says, no, that is not of me. Troubles, but God says, I will turn what the enemy meant for evil into good. And yea, even the scandals, God said, I'll take care of that. Even the problems, I'll deal with that. For the Lord will say unto thee, do not become cold or aloof, but get into my presence. And yet there is such a shyness that I have placed inside of thee. And there will be no stress, there will be no turmoil, there will be no worry. For those that have spoken against thee and tried to bring forth gossip and scandaling words, the Lord says, I will promote you. And if I did it for my servant Joseph, I will do it for you, and I'll cause you to prosper. For this is a time for the building of inner strength and developing your inner self and all the things that are spiritual. A time of being alone, a time of reflecting, a time of analyzing, a time of studying, a time of teaching, a time of pondering, oh, halabako shanda, a time of going within and searching, and you're going to get some answers to some questions. And out of this, you're going to become so much more spiritually mature through the fires of the heart and emotions. For the Lord says unto thee, get on thy knees and seek my presence. Seek my presence, and I will bring you into a time of supplication, a time of power and anointing in me, yea, saith the Lord. For I am your source. I am your source, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And you will come into a time of studying, testing, and evaluation, and you will see divine protection, divine wisdom. Now, Father says unto thee, that know that you are strong and you are of the silent type, because I have put much inside of thee, and I have placed my hand upon thee. And having such a mind of your own, you will also begin to explain why you prefer being your own best company, and yet you have strong points of views, and you are very knowledgeable, and you are very well read. God says, read. I see a lot of reading, a lot of studying around thee, and you're on a constant search for the things of the Spirit. And yet God also says unto thee, you also have gifts in the lines of research and analysis and investigation, and since you know what's going on and what would do well if followed as a career, saith the Lord of hosts. Now your only challenge is worry, but you're going to turn worry into faith. And yet God also says unto thee, almost always you will study my word. As I go deeper into the Spirit of the Lord, I heard God further say unto me that you will step into mystical things as well as deep understanding. For I have caused it to be one that is very inventive, prophetically, and extremely methodical. And yet you have such a strong will, you're hard to convince. But you must learn to accept advice, because sometimes you don't like to accept advice. You will step into a season of expansion, productivity, and mental success, as well as material success. I see you will be very favorable in areas of arts and drama and literature. Healing shall be thy portion, and yet financial gain shall be thy portion. For there shall be an anointing of expansion and speaking, or even writing. For I've called you to be clever, clear-sighted, and intellectual. And yet you can be dominating and rather impatient if restricted. So this is a negative trait that you must avoid. Do not become unsympathetic, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet you have such creative talents, and because of this, good fortune is in store for thee. Do not allow nervousness to be thy portion, for I will give thee freedom. I will give thee liberties physically, mentally, and spiritually. And God says, all you got to do is decide firmly to refuse to look back and regret the past. Do not look back, neither regret the things that has happened in your life, for I will give you great wisdom and understanding, and you're going to be able to turn those very things for good. But what the enemy meant for good, for evil, God said, I'll turn it for good. I will bring you into a season of divine protection, divine covering, saith the Lord of hosts. I want to thank you for allowing me to minister to you what the Holy Ghost has spoken to me. I'm ready to go into a major revival, and I need your support. My deepest desire, my deepest love, my deepest longing is to intercede, to pray, to prophesy, to lift up the name of Jesus for thousands of people. God whispered your name to me. It is not by chance. You're stepping into a season of a greater glory, a greater revelation, a greater time where you become so wrapped up in God and new revelations. Heavens shall open up unto thee. You're stepping into a brand new dimension in God. We need your support. I want you within the next 24 hours or 48 hours or less to get your seed in of $41 according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. I want you to know that Father has not forgotten thee, and Father shall cover thee. He shall bless thee. He shall lift thee up. That in your times of prayer, he will equip thee. You will receive your greatest source of strength, anointing, power, and blessings as you rest in God. Be still and know that God is in control, and you're in the hands of the Master. Help me spread the gospel as I'm about to reach thousands of people. I want you to click on the button and get your seed in the ground. I want to talk to you about so much more. Your year of release, your year of expansion. So as you're giving it to move forward, I want you to know that you're just going to see success. So as you're about to move into the next dimension, you're going to see a great release. Dreams will begin to manifest, and things will become so much more effortless for you. You'll come into a time of healing, for your future is bright. New resources, new respect, new satisfaction. God says, I send support to you in this season, and I strengthen thee. So, as you're about to move in faith and sow your seed, thank you. It's your hour, it's your season, it's your time.
Different. I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.